Come and assist my trembling pen, while I endeavor to explain the bloody minds of cruel men that will no wickedness refrain, but bloody humors to fulfill innocent blood they daily spill. Now my sad story I'll begin, the like I think you ne'er did hear. Now that renowned Squire Thin was murdered, it doth plain appear. Their bloody minds for to fulfill this squire most horridly they kill. On Sunday last this gentleman, clear of all scandals or reproach, at several places he had been with noble Monmouth in his coach. This worthy person thought no ill, whilst villain sought his blood to spill. And thus they passed the streets along, till 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and then great Monmouth would be gone, in whom so much he did delight. Poor soul, he little thought of ill, while villain sought his blood to spill. His grace, he was no sooner gone, but this sad accident befell. By villains he was set upon, ne'er to a place that's called Pall Mall. Their hellish minds they did fulfill, and there his precious blood did spill. Up to the coach these villains ride, as by his servants it is said, with weapons which they did provide, whilst he, poor soul, was not afraid. For harmless souls ne'er fear no ill, while villains seek their blood to spill. Meeting with, as they desired, their hellish courage then grew hot. Into his coach at him they fired, and into his belly him they shot. And so like villains him they killed, and his most precious blood they spilled. Away like villains then they fled, with horror doubtless in their mind. This worthy soul, three quarters dead, bleeding at the coach they left behind. Now had the villains got their will, that sought his precious blood to spill. When these unwelcome tidings came to noble Monmouth's wandering ear, his courage, which none e'er could tame, did on a sudden plain appear. He straight pursued those that did spill his precious blood, that thought no ill. This noble hero did all night pursue these murderers all in vain, till soul with his resplendent light did to our sight return again, but could not find those that did kill that harmless soul, as thought no ill. But heaven did presently find out what lovely Monmouth could not do. 'Twas well he was the coach gone out, or he might have been murdered too. I fear that they who this squire killed, poor Jamie's blood would fain have spilled. These villains they were seized at last, and brought before his majesty. This horrid thing they then confessed, now prisoners they in Newgate lie. And and be condemned. No doubt they will, that squire's thin sweet blood did spill.